his father's death, there was no question that the company would eventually be Richard's to run. A place would have been found for his brothers as well, if either of them had wanted it. But neither had shown the slightest interest, not back then, and not now. Back then, while his brothers had gone home after school to play their games, Richard had taken the family obligation to heart. Every weekday, he'd gone to the historic old brick building that housed the corporate offices. Destiny had tried her best to interest him in reading novels of all kinds, from the classics to science fiction and fantasy, but he'd prefer to scour the company books, studying the neatly aligned columns of figures that told the story of decades of profit and loss. The order and logic of it soothed him in a way he had been helpless to explain to her or to anyone. Even now, he had a better understanding of business than he did of people. When he was 23 and had his MBA from the prestigious Wharton School of Business, Richard slipped into the company presidency without raising so much as an eyebrow among the employees or among the worldwide CEOs with whom Carlton Industries did business. Most assumed he'd been all but running it behind the scenes since his father's death anyway. Even as a kid, he'd displayed amazing confidence in his own decision-making. Now, at 32, he had the company on the track his father would have expected,